test, trace, isolate. Experts say these are the pillars for resuming daily life amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and health officials are exploring how smartphone apps might help track and limit the disease. 90.5 WESA's Anli Herring looks at the privacy concerns with that approach.
If you test positive for COVID-19, a contact tracer will call you to find out who you interacted with in the 48 hours before you felt sick. Some people, though, want the phones themselves to help with that work. Allegheny County Health Director Deborah Bogan says her department is considering how smartphone apps could help investigate cases.
We have looked at a variety of options, and I think we're all sort of learning what those options are. The problem is that there are many, and there are privacy issues.
Contact tracing apps get credit for helping to contain the coronavirus in some countries. The apps start by tracking location, Bluetooth, or other data in cell phones. If the data suggests you've interacted with an infected patient, you get a notification, and contact tracers could use the same information to chase down other likely contacts. But there are concerns the technology reveals too much about you, and yet also not enough. Deirdre Mulligan, a professor at the University of California, Berkeley, says some privacy rights are eroded when officials need to respond to a public health crisis.
And we're actually going to make decisions that might intrude on your privacy because we understand that we're all in this together.
After all, contracting the coronavirus doesn't just risk your health, but also that of anyone you come into contact with. Even so, Mulligan and others say there are real privacy threats. Some wary employers will require workers to use contact tracing software. And what if your data ends up in the wrong hands? What if immigration or law enforcement authorities use it against you?
People have already suggested, well, wouldn't ICE like to know that? Because they'd be able to identify, you know, other people who might be illegally in the country, right? Like, you can imagine lots of ways in which there could be pressure to repurpose the system that's being built.
While some countries mandate the use of contact tracing apps, American Civil Liberties Union attorney Mary Catherine Roper says in the U.S., participation must be voluntary.
In our country, we don't allow the government to conduct a mass surveillance on us. The Constitution doesn't permit that. Our culture doesn't permit that.
Roper says that means companies and the government need to spell out what you're signing up for if you download an app.
What reasonably could you have thought you were agreeing to? And what precautions have been taken to make sure that this data is not used in ways beyond what you thought you were agreeing to.
App developers are adding privacy safeguards. For example, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University built a program that alerts you if you've come close to someone who has the disease, but it keeps users anonymous and doesn't report the alerts to anyone else. CMU professor Jason Hong says while privacy protections are essential, they limit public health benefits. In other countries, governments can use GPS or credit card records to pinpoint locations. But in the U.S., apps use less precise technology.
If you are on the opposite side of a building from a person, or even on a different floor, and you never really met this person, you could still be having false positives that you're actually close to them.
But fellow CMU professor Kathleen Carley says the technology can ease the burden on human contact tracers and reduce their reliance on patients' memories of past contacts.
So the contact apps actually get rid of a lot of that guesswork and would actually make it much safer for people. I personally think it's a great idea and that we should be doing it.
Not everyone agrees. Polls show that at most, only about half of Americans are open to downloading contact tracing software. That might be a problem because experts say 60% of the population must opt in for the apps to have an impact. Which means the tool's effectiveness depends on a crucial question. How much will we reveal of ourselves in order to protect ourselves? Anli Herring, 90.5 WESA News.